Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
First.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Andy.
Hey, Andy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I've suspected for a little while that my wife's been messing around with her boss, and I think it's happening like right now.
You mean right now? Like this very second?
I hope not, like right at this very second, but she's in Florida this week, and I think she is with him. They are together right now.
Oh, okay, okay. So what is your wife's name, first of all?
Her name's Kim.
Okay, and you said you think she's in Florida right now?
I know she's in Florida. I drove her to the airport, but I think she lied to me. Like, there was a false pretense of why she was going.
Well, what did she tell you?
She told me that her whole company, they were doing like this big, huge conference. I guess Florida always hosts like these big quarterly conferences, and they all went down there, and the whole company was going, and she's like, I have to go. I said, no problem. The issue was I ran into one of her coworkers at Food Lion on Sunday, and I was like, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at this like huge conference in Tampa? And she goes, oh, no, I'm not one of the lucky ones. Only four people got to go to this conference.
Huh. Okay. So it went from the whole company's going to just four people. What does Kim do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
She works for...
Ooh. Fancy, fancy. Okay. So she said the whole company's going, but now just four people went. And you think she got picked because the boss wants to hook up with her?
Oh, I know he does. But here's the thing. So I called the hotel that, like, it's all inclusive. Like, they stay at the hotel, the conference is there. I called where she'd be staying. And I asked, like, can you put me through to Kim Davenport's room? And they said, we don't have a Kim Davenport staying with us. And I said, well, is it possible that it's, like, under her company? Like, does investments have a block of rooms? And they said, no.
So she might not even be staying at the hotel she told you. Does her boss have a place in Tampa?
I mean, I have no idea. But I asked the desk guy, like, is this whole thing fake? Is there not even a conference? And the desk guy is like, no, is definitely here. And then he's like, are you coming in for the conference? Can I give you directions?
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's legit.
So is it possible that she is staying there, but maybe she's not staying in her own room? Like maybe she's staying in his room.
Yeah, did you call and ask for her boss's room?
I don't know that Slimeball's last name. That's a problem.
Can't you text your wife maybe and just be like, hey, we got a card from somebody in the mail. What's your boss's last name?
I wouldn't do. Don't do that. Because if she's actually staying with him, that's going to freak her out. And we don't want to spook her.
Well, why don't we just do this? Like, why don't we call her cell phone, say we're from the hotel and we got a package for her, and ask what room she's in so we can deliver it up to her, maybe?
I mean, do you think that would work? I mean, if we're calling from the front desk, don't I already know what room she's staying in?
Not really, if her name isn't on the room, and we could honestly just say it was flowers or something.
Okay, well, we could try that. Andy, let me put you on hold. I'm going to put you on with Shag while we go to break, and then we're going to get Kim's number from you, okay?
That sounds good to me, yeah.
All right, so here we go.
Dialing at random.
Doesn't this sound like hotel music?
Of course.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling for Kim, please.
This is Kim.
Listen, I'm sorry to disturb you, ma'am. This is the front desk. We actually received a package for you. Did you want to come down and get it, or do you want us to send it up to your room? Or
what is it?
It's a big bunch of flowers.
Did you give me flowers? Did you give me flowers? I got flowers at the front desk.
I didn't get you anything.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and send them up here. It's fine.
Okay, no problem. And what name is your room under?
What name is our room under?
Mine.
It's Bruce
Okay, I'll get your room number, and then we'll send those up for you. Can you hang on 1 second for me?
Sure.
Okay, don't hang up. Okay, so now we know a couple of things. We know the boss's last name, and we know you were right. She's definitely in there with him. What we don't know is maybe it's one of those rooms with two separate beds in
it? No. I don't think that at all.
Okay, Andy, do you want to confront her on this, or do you want us to hang up on her?
Oh, no. I want her to know we figured it out. I want her to know it's me.
Okay, hang on. Hang on 1 second. Okay, Ms. Dow.
Yes?
Our flower delivery guy needs you to confirm some info from us, so I'm just going to put him on real quick, okay?
Sure.
Hello?
Hi.
So you're Kim right?
Yes.
And you're currently sleeping with your boss in his hotel room, right?
I'm sorry?
I said you're currently sleeping with your boss while your husband is at home taking care of everything, right?
Oh, snap! I'm sorry. Who is this?
Hey, Kim.
What's going on?
Kim, listen, this isn't the front desk. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104 back in Virginia Beach. And I'm afraid you're on a segment we do called Dirty Work Wednesday. Your husband, Andy, asked us to call you because he thought you were messing around with your boss. Is he right?
Duh.
Well, that's a yes.
No, that's not a yes. What the hell? Why would you do something like this?
Because I'm sick and tired of you trying to hide the fact that you and your boss are sleeping together. I needed proof, and I got it, Kim.
Hold up. What makes you think I'm sleeping with my boss?
Okay, well, that just answered my question. You're staying in his room, right?
Let me talk to
you. Hold on a second. I'm down here for work. I told you that.
Yeah, you're putting in some serious work on your boss, probably last night.
Ooh.
Are you serious right now?
I can hear him. He's right behind you right now, Kim.
We are in a meeting right now, and you're embarrassing me in front of everybody.
Yeah, let me talk to your little boyfriend there. Put him on the phone.
Yes, hello?
Oh, hey, boss. I hope you're having a great time with my wife. I want you to enjoy your little time with her because when she gets back, she's going to need a place to stay. Also, you should know, like, this little slutty phase that she's going through, it goes away real quick. And then you're stuck with this spoiled little princess who won't compromise on anything and pretty much gives it away like a horny little sorority girl on spring break. So you know what, Bruce? You and Kim, you have fun.
Wow.
Oh, hey, look. You got this all wrong. She deserves to be treated better than that, too, buddy.
Hey, Bruce, and you know what? You're right. So I'm going to let you take over. You obviously can treat her a lot better. Can you tell her? Tell Kim it's been a great 3 years. Actually, you know what? Don't tell her that. Tell her the first year was great, but then the rest of it sucked. You guys can hang up on them now. I'm done.
Are you talking to us or to them? You want us to hang up?
Yeah, you can hang up on Slut Face and Bruce.
Oh!
Okay. Okay, so it kind of sounded like we jumped to a lot of conclusions here. Are you sure what you think was happening was happening?
There's no conclusions. I'm 100% positive. Yeah. I mean, I suspected it, and that confirmed it. I mean, they were in the room together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, I'm glad it's over. I know the truth now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.